Okay, let's all rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, everybody. Good morning, everyone. First thing we have on the agenda is approval of the minutes from last week, and the chair entertained a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Anybody have any corrections or changes in the minutes?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you. First, we have Lafayette Renew.
Good morning. Brad Talley, Lafayette Renew. First item you have before you is a recommendation of award for the 2025 sewer rehabilitation project. On January 6th, we received open bids for this project, and we had bids from SAK at $1,049,366, in situ form at $1,097,543. SLB Pipe Solution at $1,181,72, and Visu Sewer LLC for $1,555,130. This recommendation, though, is for the low bidder, Inliner Solutions, and their bid amount was $834,968. This project includes about 17,000 feet of linear pipe, 8-inch linear pipe cured in place, and other smaller diameter sewers, and I recommend this notice of award for your approval.
Okay, there's a recommendation to approve this bid from Inliner Solutions LLC, right?
Yep.
Chair entertain a motion to approve that recommendation.
Move approval.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded.
I will note that there was the bid packet was missing the drug testing policy, and we have received that since the bid.
Okay, and we're not concerned about the other item that was?
No.
Okay.
Has it been received?
Yes, I'm sorry. Everything's been received.
Okay. So we have a motion, a second, to approve the award, this award to Inliner Solutions LLC. We have a motion, a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
All right. The second is a contract amendment with HWC Engineering regarding the service area 11B. As we've gone through that project, we've had savings and contingency funds that we have not used, and so we've identified three areas that we want to extend utilities while we're in that area. There's a 12-inch sewer along Dismal Creek that we will extend, a 15-inch near We All School Road that we will extend, and an 8-inch also along We All School Road that we will extend. This amendment includes additional survey, engineering design, and permitting for these extensions, and is in the amount of $170,000, and brings the total contract amount to $1,999,375,000, and I recommend it for your approval.
Okay, Chair entertain a motion to approve this amendment number three for this project with HWC Engineering regarding service area 11B.
So moved.
Second. Questions on this?
It was kind of added on, or?
Yeah, so as we've gone along, we've been able to save some money with just the different crews doing different jobs, getting better production than they expected. And then we had a large contingency. It's a BOT contract, so we had a contingency built in. We're not going to need to use that. It doesn't look like we're at, you know, gotten through all the deep underground work, so we don't expect any surprises. And so at this time, we decided to go ahead and try to utilize some of that in contingency money to extend utilities to help further the development out there.
So is that what the colored areas are on the map?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions regarding the amendment for the project?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Engineering.
Good morning. Jeremy Grenard, City Engineer. This morning we have a request for permission to advertise the Creasy Lane Community Crossings Matching Grant Project. The purpose of the project is to mill and resurface Creasy Lane from Sagamore Parkway to Greenbush Street. We'll also be doing curb and Sidewalk spot replacement is necessary, reconfiguration of some of the pavement markings so that it doesn't transition as much back and forth between four and five lanes. We'll just keep it five lanes for the entire length. And upgrades to the pedestrian infrastructure for ADA purposes. As the project name implies, we'll be using community development block grant funds to help fund this project. And if approved, it will advertise January 23rd and January 30th, and we'll open bids on February 10th. And we're requesting the board's approval.
Okay, thank you. Chair, entertain a motion to approve this notice to bidders regarding the Creasy Lane CCMG project.
I move.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions on the bids? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Close, same sign. Thank you. Thanks, Jeremy. Purchasing.
Good morning. Dave Payne, purchasing manager. Last week, we made awards on the chemical bids, and one of them was discovered in error, and we had found them non-responsive, and in fact, they were responsive. So I'm going to ask you to modify that award. I'd like to recommend that the board rescind the prior award to Water Solutions Unlimited for sodium fluoride only, because they had three awards, and award the sodium fluoride bid to Bell Rock Chemical as the lowest responsive and responsible bidder.
Okay. We can do this all in one motion to take a bid away and...
Yep.
And reallocate the changes.
Approving the modification.
All right, sounds good. I'll chair entertain a motion to approve the recommendation to modify the award regarding sodium fluoride.
So moved.
Second.
So that motion is to remove it from Water Solutions Unlimited and now give the award to Bell Rock Chemical, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Any questions regarding that? Okay.
Yeah. Nate, it's for one item only, but Water Solutions still has other items.
Two other chemicals.
They'll be receiving.
Yes.
What was wrong with the one item?
There was nothing wrong. They were higher. Bell Rock was lower, but...
Just the price. Okay. Okay. Just price.
Yep. Well, we didn't think the Bell Rock... My understanding is you didn't think the Bell Rock was responsive, had all the requirements for response.
Right.
Right? And yes. At the end of the day, they did.
They did. It was my error.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion a second to approve the modification of this award. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Now I have a request from Fleet Maintenance to declare some vehicles surplus. A 2008 Ford Expedition belongs to the fire department. Its city ID number is FD64. And a 2005 International 4300 single axle dump truck that I believe belongs to the street department, and it's number 2527. I ask you to declare them surplus so they can be sold for salvage.
Chair, entertain a motion to approve this declaration of surplus property.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
We have Waterworks.
Morning.
Morning.
Steve Moore, Superintendent for Lafayette Waterworks. You have before you this morning a proposal with unit pricing from Ortman Drilling and an associated agreement to complete one test well and one test production well on the Weaton property and five test wells and one test production well in the areas of the McAllister Park, which is north of the city's Glick well field. Installation of the wells at each of these properties is to verify the aquifer formation, the water quality for potential future production wells. The work will include well drilling, well development, pump testing, and water quality testing that will be used to confirm desired performance and aid in determination of design parameters for possible production wells, permanent wells. The project cost from Ortman Drilling is $776,031.00, which is being considered as a professional service for the city, and I recommend the board's approval.
Okay, Chair, entertain a motion to approve this recommendation for Ortman Drilling for the project that Steve just outlined.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
So allowing it, just to make clear, allowing it to be called a professional service allows us to do this with a specific contractor that has the expertise to do that.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions about this?
No.
Okay, hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thanks.
Thank you.
Claims.
Good morning, Jenna Carl with the Controller's Office. This morning we have claims totaling $20,373,054.01, and we request the board's approval.
Okay, Chair, entertain a motion to approve the claims as presented.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions on the claims?
No.
No questions. Okay. We have a motion, a second to approve the claims. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Both same sign. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a banner request for the Boy Scouts, and Chair entertain a motion to approve this banner request.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We have an animal control appeal. We'll follow in about 5 minutes for this on this today, and this part of the meeting is adjourned. We'll reconvene in a few minutes.